You're listening to The Aftermath of A Beats Part 3. Welcome back to the Rampage on the Airwaves podcast. This is the last show in the Aftermath of A Beats series. And to those who have been following the show since Part 1 of The Aftermath of A Beats, thank you very much. On this show, we have some of Singapore's biggest bands, such as The Leaven Trade, and legends Plain Sunset, who made a return this year at Bay Beats Festival. And speaking of some of Singapore's biggest bands, the first song we're going to play is by Electrico, one of the more well-known local bands who have had singles played on radio. And right now, their latest single called Love is the New Wave is getting airplay on the national radio stations as well as MTV Asia. We did an interview with them at Bay Beats, and yeah, I'll just let you listen to the interview. This is Electrico.
All right, here we have Desmond, Daniel, William, Amanda, and Dave from Electrico. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Okay, you guys just played at Bay Beats today. What did you think of your performance, of the crowd?
I think this was our best Bay Beats ever.
Uh-huh.
I think this was the best crowd ever.
Okay.
I'm sure the rest feel that way as well. We were really stoked on stage.
We gave our all, give our energy, the crowd gave back and all. So it's all a very, very nice feeling, positive and all.
Okay, you guys having played here for fourth year running, right?
Yeah.
You guys are not unfamiliar with Bay Beats. So how do you think Bay Beats has progressed over the years since you guys last played?
Well, since last year was, you know, it was getting really hyped up already. It was a great crowd. I remember the first one that we did in 2003, it was a bit more muted, you know, there was still a lot of people milling, you know, there's still a lot of space in between people milling around. It's a bit more of a curiosity and more passers-by. And then, you know, in 2004, more and more people started to come, and it's just taken off awesomely, man. Look at this year, it's just amazing. It's
really there are a lot more people on there.
It's just a lot of feel. It's a lot of feel, you know, coming from.
The crowd never used to come up to the car park here. This year, it really filled up here also. All the way that side, so that was great.
Okay, do you want to talk about your new album that just got released? Was it last week or 2 weeks ago?
About two or three weeks ago, yeah, around there.
Yeah, do you want to talk about Hip City?
Okay, Hip City is our second album, and it's songs that we wrote about our lives in Singapore. But Hip City doesn't have to mean Singapore for everybody, it could mean somewhere else. But it's all about, you know, being true to yourself, being proud of who you are, and the music is a lot more energetic and lively as compared to the first one, and the stuff that we write about is stuff that I think people in Singapore can relate to, and it's music that, you know, we enjoy performing a lot more than like really super slow numbers, which we still do, but you know, sometimes it's nice to rock on stage. I mean,
yeah,
want people in the audience to enjoy it as much as we enjoy performing it.
You guys rock. Yeah,
man. Thank you.
Yeah, one of the crowd favorites that
if you catch it.
One of the crowd's favorites that you guys like to play, I think, is We're Not Made in the USA. I think it holds a special significance. What is that significance?
It's about not having to think that everything that is good only comes from the West. You know, in Singapore especially, you know, everyone here grows up on borrowed culture, you know, you get MTV, internet, everything's coming from the States or the UK or Europe.
We're no exceptions ourselves, but it's different when people start to put down what we have here. It's one thing to like what's coming out from the States or wherever, I mean, we're all free to do that, but it's different when people go like, this is so much better than what's coming out from Singapore. Everything that comes out from Singapore sucks, you know.
It's a stupid and very naive.
Yeah, just because you like what's in the States doesn't mean what's coming up from here isn't as good.
Yeah, you kind of like have to like have an open mentality kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, why not?
And since you guys have been around for like quite some time, right, would you like to give like any advice for the young bands who are starting out, maybe they want to make it big in the scene?
Be passionate. Number one, first and foremost, is to be passionate about what you're doing. Don't let hurdles put you down, you know, because you will always have a lot of hurdles, especially if you want to keep a band together. So you gotta get close with your bandmates and have a very strong passion for what you're doing and believe in yourself and don't let anyone put you down.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys. We're gonna play a song off the new album right now.
Sweet.
What do you think will be a suitable song?
We're Not Made in the USA.
Okay, that's great, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
About a record and she likes it for a brand new sound.
was Electrical with We're Not Made in the USA. You can find them at www.electricalmusic.com. And we're going to go straight into the next song. This is by a band which turned heads at Bay Beats because the drummer had green hair. This is the Leaven Trade with Blister. The Leaven Trade with Blister. They can be found at www.leaventrade.net. That's LEAVENTRAIT. Leaventrade.net. They're right now on the Punk Rock Tour of Duty 2006, and they're gonna play a gig at the Arts House, I believe, on the 29th of July with some other bands. It's called the Mixtape Theory. The next band we're gonna play is Plain Sunset, yeah, one of the bigger bands that performed this year at Bay Beats. They were on a 2-year hiatus before they played this show, so this is the first show they've played in at least 2 years. And like everyone was very excited about Plain Sunset. We were all hyped up and everything. We managed to get an interview with them. This is Plain Sunset, and yeah, this is going to be the last interview on the aftermath of Bay Beat, so here you go.
Okay, we're with Plain Sunset right now. They just played a show about, was it half an hour ago?
Hello!
At Bay Beat. And we're going to ask them a few questions. This is Shyam.
Hi, I'm Shyam.
And this is John.
What's up?
Plain Sunset. Okay, the very first question I'm going to ask you is very important, so please listen very carefully.
You say this only once.
Yeah, it's very important. What did you have for breakfast?
Breakfast? Omelette.
Omelette? Oh, that's really nice. What did you have?
Omelette and mango.
Okay, does that prepare you for a show like this?
No, because I punched everything out before I got
okay.
Today I skipped breakfast. I had a cigarette for breakfast.
Oh, cigarette. Oh, that's really cool.
And macaroni. And we have pizza for lunch. I had pizza for lunch.
Oh, nice.
It's cheap. It's at Marina, very cheap. $5. Yes. $5. Marina food court.
$5 lasagna.
No, it's like.
We should go there.
Don't talk about pizza.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Since you guys just played just now, right? Tell us a bit about the show. How did it go and how was the crowd overall?
Second last song, my string broke, but I don't care.
It's fun. Everyone's having fun. Yeah. So it's good to play.
There was a lot of crowd response because, like, since you guys have been away for so long, right? The crowd were very in anticipation of your set. And I think what everyone wants to know now is that what has Plain Sunset been up to in the last 2 years or so?
By the way, this is Ronnie. Ronnie has been playing with a few bands. My Precious and YBU. Then I've been playing with Shame, Joy Shame. John Chan is playing with Surya. And Nizam is playing with Go on Amber.
Are you guys doing Zines or anything?
No.
Podcast.
Okay, so... like, I want to know, like, what's the main difference between, like, your respective bands and Plain Sunset? Like, the direction of the band, maybe, how is it different from your other projects?
That's a very complicated question.
Same duration, please, instrumental, Plain Sunset got vocals.
Like,
Surreal, I just play guitar, don't have to sing. Plain Sunset, I have to do both.
Okay.
What's the difference between your old bands and now?
Oh, my old bands was a lot faster.
It's a lot faster. Okay, very insightful. For your return, right, you did a massive show at Baby. So what is up for the future of Plain Sunset right now?
I think the immediate thing is that we're going to concentrate. Next weekend, we've got 2 sets to do.
We're playing at the EXO next weekend around 8. Then we're running to home club to play a show around 9-10 like that.
On the same day?
Yeah, on the same day. And 25th of August, we're playing a separate, our own show at the Esplanade.
You want to talk about the show on 25th of August?
They're giving us an actual slot as a concert per se kind of a thing. So that means we're the only and the main feature of the night. I think it's standing only, right? So so it's one of those things that we don't have people don't have to sit down, which is great. So it will be us. We're hoping that people can come because we have we're using some of the money from here to help to pay for our recording.
Buy our CD so that we can record more stuff.
Buy a CD, turn up because
how much are the tickets and where do I get them?
$25 from Esplanade and Sistic.
We're gonna play a song from which song would you like to play?
Girl on Queen Street.
Girl on Queen Street. What's the song about? Do you want to talk about it?
There was a girl I used to like who was in New Zealand. Because I lived in New Zealand for a year. There was a girl that I used to like, but it was one of those things that couldn't happen. And she's a very forgetful person, so I always had this kind of worry that I'd be forgotten. So that's why
thanks a lot for doing this.
Thank you very much.
This is Plain Sunset.
Sunset, one of Singapore's biggest bands ever, with 3 full-length albums, 12 years of playing together, touring to New Zealand and Hong Kong. Plain Sunset, they're gonna have a show at the Esplanade Recital Studio. Tickets are at $25 each, so if you wanna go see them, it's gonna be a whole hour show, standing room only. Starts at 9:30 p.m. on the 25th of August. Go to cystic.com.sg and you can buy tickets. I guess that's it for this show. That's it for the aftermath of Bay Beat. That's it for all of Bay Beats. Thanks for tuning into the aftermath. And we're going to have a show next week. We're going to cover West Grand Boulevard's album launch. They're going to have an album launch on the 4th of August at the Esplanade. And I believe the supporting bands for the album launch are going to be Caracal, which we have played on the show before, and the Leaven Trade, which we just played just now. So if you like West Grand Boulevard, you might want to go down and check them out at the Esplanade. Yeah, so I guess that's it. If you have any questions, please send it to us at rampageontheairwaves.blogspot.com. I got it right this time. Also visit our website at www.rampageontheairwaves.blogspot.com. And we're gonna end with the last artist ever on the Rampage on the Airwaves Aftermath of Bay Beat series. Here is Ken Stringfellow, a man who's played with various bands such as R.E.M. and Lagwagon, but right now he's playing with the Posies, for which he performed with at Bay Beats this year. But we're not going to play a song by the Posies, we're going to play a song by Ken Stringfellow. It's off his latest album, Soft Commands. It's called Don't Die. Enjoy.
What can it teach me? Arguments are simplified.